Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O most powerful, insurmountable Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls, I have been put into the association of demons as a result of my activities, and therefore I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. When will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal of liberation from conditional life? Purport. Being in the material world is certainly miserable. Haribo. But certainly when one is put in the association of asuras or atheistic men, it is intolerably miserable. One may ask why the living entity is put into the material world. Indeed, sometimes foolish people deride the Lord for having put them here. Actually, everyone is put into the conditional life according to his karma. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, representing all other conditioned souls, admits that he was put into the life among the asuras because of the results of his karma. The Lord is known as Kripana Vatsala because he is extremely kind to the conditioned souls, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, the Lord appears whenever there are discrepancies in the execution of religious principles. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata tadatmanham srujamyaham. The Lord is extremely anxious to deliver the conditioned souls, and therefore he instructs all of us to return home back to Godhead. Sarva dharmam pradichyatyam mam ekam saranam vraja. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj expected that the Lord, by his kindness, would call him again to the shelter of his lotus feet. In other words, everyone should be eager to return home back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus being fully trained in Krishna consciousness. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj is representing all of us by this prayer. It is explained that the living entity is placed into this material existence, life after life, by the results of one's karma. Karma daivanatrena, that one takes birth according to karma. What takes birth? The soul cannot take birth. Nor do you have a body to take birth with. So what does it mean to take birth? You are given a body, and that is called birth. Body's not yours. We might say it's my body, but it's something that's been given to you. Everybody has a body. Everybody, body. So that body is, as Prabhupada mentions in one tape, one lecture, he says, the body is given by the agency of material energy through the mother and the father, according to how one accumulated karma manifests at that particular time, which is called birth. So that, therefore, in one sense, we have nothing to do with the body we get, but in the other sense, we have everything to do with the body we get. Because the way the living entity performs activities more or less sets the stage for the consciousness that develops through these activities, and that consciousness perpetuates us to become more and more involved in material energy. And due to the nature of that involvement, one gets a particular type of body. So everything is coming by one's desire, ultimately. So how is it possible that Prahlad Maharaj can be speaking that due to my past karma, I was placed in the association of demons? Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahabhagavat. He's not a conditioned soul, but he's come on a particular mission in order to teach pure devotional principles to the conditioned souls, and to teach the quality of what it means to practice Krishna consciousness. Out of all the 9 processes of devotional service, the quality or the activity of remembrance seems to be the goal. To chant the holy names and to hear about the glories of the Lord, and to serve, one can be happy through these things, which diverts the association of demons. So what is he praying for? Please, he's asking the Lord, when will a moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet? This is vice. I'm so fallen. But what is he's also saying is that I'm still attached to the material energy. And therefore, because of that attachment, I can't get out. Because of that attachment, I need your mercy to get to your lotus feet. Please cut away this association. Bring me to your lotus feet. That's the prayer, the humble prayer of a pure Vaishnava. And then he goes on to say, which is the goal of life? It's not something that one should just aspire for it. It's the only thing that one should aspire for, is the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And what does the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord mean? It means pure devotional service. Or to engage in devotional services. Simply our botherations, not dhanam, not janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamoye. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in describing the philosophical teachings of this verse, gives an extra added, what we say, reason or understanding of sundarim. Sometimes we think sundarim only means attraction to the opposite sex. But he says that sundarim also means that I don't want to be known as a great orator of transcendental knowledge who can speak very nicely about Vedic topics. Because that also will bring a sense of individual pride. So he's rejecting that too. He's rejecting everything that can cause one to be diverted from the principle of pure devotional service. Even, and he goes on, Janmani Janmani Ishwari Bhavitad Bhakti Ahoy Tuki Tui. I don't even want liberation. Everyone wants freedom from suffering in this material world, because this material world is simply a place of suffering. So what is life in this world? 2 things: to avoid the suffering and to try to access some pleasure. That's all. If you carefully analyze everyone's activities and put it into 2 categories, everyone is doing whatever they can to enjoy life and to avoid suffering. And they may do it in different ways, or they may plan it in different ways, but that's really what the whole material world is about. How to find happiness, how to avoid some difficulties and suffering. So, but what is the worst kind of suffering? And that was explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he asked Srila Ramananda Roy, what is the greatest of all misery? He said, separation, or not having the association of a pure devotee or a great soul, is the greatest cause of suffering. Because only by that association can one achieve the goal of life, and that is pure devotional service. So that is the greatest form of suffering, to not have the opportunity to somehow elevate his consciousness. So it is explained that simply by association of great souls, one can free themselves from all material suffering, and one can attain to the platform of pure devotional service. Not just devotional service. We don't want pure devotional service. There are many who want just devotional service. But pure devotional service is really devotional service. What is devotional service outside of pure devotional service? It's mixed with something that I want, whatever that is, We were hearing the other day from Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj what is the nature of selfless service? How to develop a mood of selflessness? We were discussing the mood of the gopis. And when we think about it, we think, wow, that is way beyond my present situation, how to aspire for selflessness. But, you know, even selflessness is selfish because it's the highest form of selfishness, because by being selfish, you can fulfill all your desires. And by being less than selfless and being selfish, you are depriving yourself. Because by being adding what I want into the process of devotional service takes away what you really need. And that is pure love of God, which comes by selfless devotional service. So how to attain selfless devotional service works? When we start thinking in a way that is contrary to our situation. Prahlad Maharaj, he's not in the association of demons. He's in the proximity of the same area. But association means affection for those who have those qualities that you're associating with. He has no affection for that demoniac qualities, nor is he influenced by that association. So therefore, he's praying for us to show us that we should aspire only for the... And Prabhupada mentions this in the purport. One should pray. Everyone should be eager and offer prayers to return back to the lotus feet of the Lord. And Prabhupada sums up, what does it mean, the lotus feet of the Lord? To go back home, back to Godhead. So sometimes we think, of course, there's two schools of thought. Some say one should not aspire to go back to Godhead. And another school says one should aspire to go back to Godhead. One should aspire only for that service which is free from any aspiration, even a desire to go back to Godhead. But first aspire to go back to Godhead, and then when that becomes strong, then aspire not to go back to Godhead. Because before you can get to the other aspect, you have to at least want to be out of this material world. And what is the other aspect is that Prabhupada was on a morning walk with his devotees. It was Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. As Prabhupada, are there some devotees that never go back to Godhead and they stay in the material world and preach? Prabhupada said, yes. Their service to the Lord is somehow always to engage in bringing the conditioned souls back to the Lord. They find happiness through pious activities and developing all good qualities and cultivating knowledge. But even that ultimately is temporary, because these pious activities and the knowledge that one cultivates, at least in relationship to the material energy, is always wrong, because material energy is always changing. It's always changing. So we take the words of Prahlad Maharaj that we are all